Welcome to Becoming the 1%. I'm your host, Claudia Manjak, a multiple six-figure entrepreneur and intuitive business mentor. Each week, we'll be exploring timeless business, marketing, and sales principles to help you grow and scale a sustainable business. I will also be sharing in-depth life and mindset lessons to help you step into the best version of yourself. Now, if you're anything like me and you like to keep things simple and fluff-free, you're in the right place. Let's get started. Hey friend, how is it going? If you're listening to this on the day that it comes out, which is 12th of January, you may have noticed it's coming out on a Wednesday and not on a Tuesday as usual. And that is because I have something very special to share with you today, and I wanted to share it with you exactly the day that it came out. Basically, you know what? I'm not gonna tell you now. You'll have to wait and see. But anywho, as I was reflecting this morning on what do I feel called to share? What do I feel like you really need to hear right now? Now is the beginning of the year. Like I said, it's gonna be 12th of January now when you're listening to this, if you're listening the day that it comes out. And everyone is talking about their big financial goals, talking about sales and the big numbers and all the sexy numbers. But I personally feel like there's so much of this, what I started calling the girl boss businesses, the girl boss strategies, talking about the six-figure years, five-figure months, etc., etc. But what I don't see people talking about enough is consistent income. So today I wanted to do an episode specifically about consistent income. So we're going to be talking about a few different things, and specifically I have created five pillars to help you come up and create and actually maintain consistent income. Because listen, it's all good to be creating 5k months, 10k, 20, 30, 50k months, but if it's a one-time occurrence, it's going to feel like a fluke. And what's going to happen is that you're going to have a 20k month or a 20k big launch, and then you're going to feel like you're starting from scratch next month. How are you going to be able to do it again and feel really stressed? But when you have a strategy in place that allows you to create consistent income, you can really start to step into your CEO role, because you start to make what I call million-dollar decisions rather than broadcast decisions. So you're really going to be empowered to know, okay, well, I can invest this much because this is what I have coming. So I know that based on this, you know, this is my profit margin. And you can really look at, you know, bringing on further team members or investing in a mentor or a course or adding, you know, better software or tracking system or whatever you need, because you're making money. And not only that, but from a mindset perspective, I promise you're going to be sleeping a lot better at night knowing that next month you don't have only 500 pounds coming in compared to, say, the 3 to 5K months that you've been making until now. So this is why I want to talk to you today about consistent income. So this is not just about just making more sales at random, but actually having consistent income. And before we get into the five pillars that I just mentioned, I want to make it clear on the type of sales, the types of sales that you can make in your business. And there are three specific ways. And again, I feel like people never talk about this stuff. I always see the same information be repeated over and over again. But it's pretty straightforward. The first way of making an income is a new sale. So that is someone coming into your world one way or another and buying from you, whether that is a service, passive income, it doesn't really matter. So that is a new sale from a new person. Then we have ascension. And ascension is basically upselling or downselling, depending on the situation, a client. Basically, someone that has already been in your world who's taking the next step with you. And the next step doesn't always have to mean that they're going to pay you more or that they move into one-to-one. It just means that they're sticking around and they're following a customer buyer journey. And the beauty of the ascensions is that it really shows the fact that you are doing a good job. Someone really wants to stick with you. So that is the second way to make an income. And the third way, and again, I don't see or hear anyone talk about this, that is reactivations. So basically, these are clients or students or people that you have already worked with or have bought from you, and then calling them back in after a certain amount of time into your world. So it could be that, for example, last year you worked for 3 months with this person, and this year you can offer them a strategy session or a VIP day or a 6 week program or a spot into your mastermind or a done for you offer or whatever you have. Those are reactivations. So when it comes to consistent income, I see everyone focusing a lot on the first one, which is the new sales. But you then also have the ascension, because it's going to be a hell of a lot easier to sell to someone who already trust you. And reactivations, again, people that have already been into your world, they've gone out there, they've done some stuff by themselves, and then they can come back to you. And this works regardless of your niche, regardless of anything that you're doing. Doesn't matter if you're a coach or a mentor or a course creator or whatever, but you'll see that in order to have ascensions and reactivations, you ideally want to be having more than an offer. Because if you just have one offer, someone comes to you, they buy from you, and that's it. That's the end of their journey, right? Because you don't have anything else for them. So I want you to be thinking about that. And you need to realize this is so important. I see everyone talking about sales, but only the end of a sales process. So you think about sales, you think about conversation in the DMs, sales calls, someone having a pricing objection, and that is all part of sales. But I like to think about sales in a much more holistic way, in a much more fun and sexy way. For me, sales starts the minute when you decide to create an offer. Because that in that moment, you need to decide who this is for, how are you going to sell it, what is the transformation, and that is all part of sales. Because otherwise, why would you be creating the offer, which if it's not to be having an impact, to be helping more people? So I want you to have that as context in the different ways in which you can make income, and specifically consistent income. There isn't just one way. Don't always be focusing on new sales. If, let's just say in your business, you've served 30 or 50 people so far, or 100 people, 200 people, doesn't matter. How could you go back to some of these people and have them buy from you again? And I want you to be honest and think, have you actually delivered a good service, regardless of, you know, whether they bought a £27 or $27 offer from you, or a 20,000 offer from you, pounds, dollars, whatever it is that you charge in, because ultimately that's what's going to make someone actually want to buy from you. So delivery is very, very important. But now without further ado, I want us to get into the 5 pillars to make you more income, okay? You know, I like to number these. I want to make it straightforward for you, try to really give you examples. And remember, by the way, if you're listening to this and you're enjoying what you're hearing so far, remember to tag me on Instagram at Claudia Manjak. I love to hear from you. And also, if you do that, then I will also share you, so you get to, you know, have more visibility by being shared with my audience as well, because my audience is a lovely community and they're also loyal. So I'm sure they'll check out your profile. So share this if you're enjoying the conversation about consistent income so far. But anywho, the 5 pillars to making consistent income. Number one, and the most important thing, you've already kind of a hint about it, and that is having something that people actually freaking want, which is an irresistible offer, in other words, more businessy words. The reality is, if you have an offer that no one wants, no one is going to buy it. It's just as simple as that. You need to make sure that you are not just creating random offers that no one wants. And how you make sure that you're creating an irresistible offer is by actually getting confirmation from the market. Whether you're doing market research, whether it's a specific problem that a lot of clients come to you with, whether you see that the market is moving to a certain direction and you want to be there ahead of people. So a good example of this is actually when Reels came up. In the very beginning, a lot of people were very skeptical of Reels, but there were a few people who jumped on that bandwagon really, really fast. And let me tell you, they made a lot of money, they grew their audiences like crazy, and now they're still benefiting from creating that irresistible offer and actually being ahead of the curve. So I want you to be creative. As a CEO, your job is to be strategic and creative in your business, to be the visionary for your business, to be strategic. So the way in which you are strategic is by looking at your industry, speaking to people, reading books, listening to podcasts, you know, being in masterminds, in programs, getting mentored. All of these things are going to add to your breadth of knowledge. So this is how you create offers. You don't just go there, you look at what Susie, your competitor, is creating, and then you just create the same shit. That's not how you are going to have something that people really want and it is irresistible. And that's how you're going to make sure that you really stand out. And also, for the people who currently only have one offer, who are freaking out, thinking, well, Claudia, that's all nice and good, but what if you don't want to be creating new offers? Well, if you don't want to be creating new offers and you're already happy with what you have, one, do an audit of what you have. Make sure that you understand which one of your offers are actually most profitable for you, which ones are making you the most money with the most ease, and how can you scale those offers. That's what you need to be focusing on. If you're not creating new offers, you can still make your current offers irresistible. So that is step one to creating consistent income. You cannot be creating consistent income if you have a crappy course or a shitty program that people don't see results from, or, you know, the kind of thing that literally sounds so generic. Like, I see so many generic offers, it literally hurts my brain. Because I know that you're special. I know that you have a passion for something that you put out into the world. And you are literally stopping yourself from sharing that magic because you are limiting yourself. And I want you to really reflect on that. Is your current offer really speaking as if it's coming from you? Or is it speaking as if it's coming from just another, insert your title? That's what I want you to be thinking about, okay? Then let's talk about number two. And this one is something that I think I mentioned maybe in my previous or a couple of episodes ago. You need to have a clear sales plan if you want to be making consistent income. In December, I launched a free, I called it my badass sales planner. You can actually find the link for it in the description, the show notes, if you haven't downloaded it already. Basically, you cannot be selling shit if you don't know what you're going to be selling. Money doesn't happen by mistake. Sales don't happen by mistake. Yes, you might get the odd sale by mistake, but let me tell you, that's just not gonna last. And you're gonna go back to what I was telling you in the beginning, which is feeling the fact that, you know, it's a fluke, you know, you cannot repeat it, etc., etc. So you need to make sure that you really understand what are you trying to sell and that you have a clear plan in mind so you can be intentional with your time and also to be able to warm up your audience for a specific type of thing and to be strategic. Again, you hear me use this word a lot because this is what I feel is missing for a lot of people. When it comes to your sales, being strategic is the most important. All the people that you admire at the moment, all the 6-7-figure entrepreneurs that you see, I promise you, they have their sales plan so much in advance. There are people who spend 2 months, 3 months warming up their audience, and you might be thinking, oh, like this content is quite good, and subliminally they're already selling into something. And that is because they have a clear sales plan. And again, I actually have the free sales planner for you down below. I think over 700 people have downloaded it at this point, and I have gotten so much good feedback. So many people have told me, you should have charged for this. But, you know, I like to gift you things. I always said that was my Christmas gift to you. And it's actually not currently available anywhere else apart from the show notes. So I want to see who's listening to this podcast and, you know, whether you're going to be listening, you can download it. And also, it's a very in-depth planner. It has all these formulas, all this cool shit that you could be doing with it, and you can use it to track your actual sales and cash every single month, your goals, your priorities. It's a super cool planner, and it's literally the planner that I have used that got me to six figures and is now helping me run my multiple six-figure business. So you need to make sure that you're checking it down below, okay? And also, since we're talking about sales, obviously that's, you know, what this point is all about, having a clear sales plan. I'm so excited. I told you in the beginning that I had a big announcement to make, and that is the fact that today, officially, I am opening the waitlist to my latest program. That is my signature sales program called Badass Sales Academy. And basically, this is the A to Z program. This is a program that every entrepreneur at any stage needs. If you're now not at a point where you feel comfortable selling, confident, if you don't feel like an authority, if your income is kind of doing okay, or you're not really sure how to convert leads, if you're not sure how to create a magnetic product suite, this is for you. Because this is your A to Z sales program. This is the sales program that is really going to make sure that where you're spending your time and energy is where you're getting paid from. Because with all the time and effort that you put into your business, isn't it about time that you actually start seeing results? Because I know that you want to wake up to, you know, DMs or emails of people wanting to work with you. You want to be spending your time either with clients or working on the fun things in your business rather than wasting your time with the things that don't pay you. And I know that you want to be feeling confident and excited about your business, knowing that people really, really want what you have to offer rather than chasing leads. And this is basically what you're going to get inside the Badass Sales Academy. I'm not going to give you all the details now, but what I can tell you is the fact that, again, the waitlist is open. I know a lot of people have been waiting for this from me. And actually, if you go onto the link below and you sign up the waitlist, you will see the fact that I am offering you the biggest incentive I've ever offered to the waitlist. And that is £500 off. So that is 500 pounds off. I actually don't even know how much that is in dollars. If you're listening to this and let's see, how much is it? I'm in front of my computer, so I'm literally going to Google it. That is $700 off. So you're literally getting a third of the investment off just for being on the wait list. And the reason why I'm doing this, and you have to be honest, some of my business friends told me I'm crazy for doing this, but I want this program to be in as many hands as possible. And this is not a course. I want to make it clear. It's a program where I will be involved. You will get feedback from me. You will get customized advice, and it's gonna be a freaking blast because I know how many of you really want consistent income. You want to have a sales process. You want to have amazing offers to really learn how to sell transformation, and that's what you get inside the Badass Sales Academy. So make sure to sign up to the waitlist because we're gonna have such a freaking good time. But anyway, I digress. Coming back. So far, in terms of the pillars for making consistent income, we've talked about one, which is having an irresistible offer. If you don't have shit that people want to buy, they're not going to buy it. And number two, having a clear sales plan. Money doesn't happen by mistake, so you need to know what you're going to be selling when. Have a clear plan. You know what? This is how you step into the CEO mindset, okay? Number three, I wanted to switch it up because we've talked, you know, very strategically so far. This one is a mindset thing, okay? I want you to take a moment and get in that mindset mode. And this is, you should not be wavering when things don't go as planned immediately when it comes to consistent income. This is so freaking important because I see this all the time. You make a plan. Let's just say that you follow step two. You have a plan. You want to launch this thing or, you know, promote whatever kind of thing. You go out there, you promote it for a day, nothing happens. You promote it a second day, nothing happens. And that's when the freakout happens. That's when you start to doubt your plans. You want to lower your prices. You're thinking about, you know, whether you should discount it and all of those crazy things. And you need to learn to have unwavering energy, which means that you need to hold on to that energy, hold on to the goal until the end. Because when you're wavering, your whole energy is off, your strategy is going to be off, you're not gonna be showing up the same, you will not be as focused, you will not be as positive, and you're just not gonna make the money that you want to make. And this one is difficult for a lot of people because they think, well, I wanna be strategic, so if I already promoted it twice and no one bought it, that means that no one wants it. So what happens there is that you're working on assumptions, and I don't want you to do that. What I want you to do is have, like I told you, be strategic, have a clear plan on what you're going to be doing, when you're going to be doing it, and follow through with it. Follow through with it until the end, and then you draw a line and you figure out what happened, what worked, what didn't. But you would be surprised how many people give up as soon as something didn't work out. And I'm sorry, but that is not the CEO vibe. I want you to stick to your guns, really hold on to your goals energetically, and just believe. Believe that it's meant to happen. Believe that it's going to happen for you. And don't just say, well, I cannot believe it because it's not happening. Because the whole point of believing is that it hasn't happened yet. Belief and trusting means that you believe it's going to happen. And if you don't believe that you're going to hit your goals, how are others meant to believe? How are others meant to invest in you and in your business? So think about that. Next time you're trying to sell something, do not waver. Remember these words. Hold the unwavering energy. The unwavering energy is all you need when it comes to your mindset to make sure that you're not scrambling about and creating this very loose, chaotic energy in your business, because that is not how you make money. All right? So that is number three. Now, the fourth pillar to making consistent income, it's all about your messaging. So, sorry, you know, pregnant lady, I'm sorry if I'm breathing funny, but again, today I am 25 weeks and a little bit, and my breath is not what it used to be. So if I sound funny, that's why. Your messaging is everything. And that is because how you position yourself is so, so important. How you put your offer out there. You know how I was telling you in step number one about irresistible offers, how you want to make sure that your offer stands out? Well, your messaging is what's going to make it stand out. And really, there are three main elements of your messaging that you need to be thinking about. And by the way, I'm hoping you're taking notes. Obviously, you might be walking or driving, so you can't. But ideally, I want to make sure that you're not just listening to this episode and you never think about it again, because that is a waste of your energy and your time. So I'm hoping you're taking some notes so you can reflect on some of this. Anywho, the first part of your messaging is really understanding what your audience wants, because I told you, if they don't want it, there's no point. So really focus on that. Make sure you're giving them exactly what they want, how they want it, you know, using their language, etc. Then the second part is having something that really sets your offer apart. So when it comes to your messaging, again, you don't want to sound generic. You really need to be thinking, why should people buy from you? Is it your personal background? Is it the fact that you offer more support than others? Is it the fact that you offer a premium service that really makes them feel XYZ? Is it the fact that you have a lot of results and you have, you know, a proven track record or a proven framework, etc.? Whatever that is, I want you to be thinking, what sets you apart? Because you are a unique human being and you bring something special to the table. And your messaging needs to be reflecting that. Like, what is your thing? If you're not sure, go and ask the people closest to you that actually know your business and ask them, when they think about you, what do they think about? That can always be a very simple exercise to get you going and thinking about that. And then the third part of your messaging is actually having a story. Because us as humans, you know, we are used to stories since we are children, you know, beginning, middle, end. And everyone has a story. I want you to be thinking, where do you come from? You know, whether it's your corporate background, whether you are a single mom, whether you are a, you know, 21-year-old that, you know, felt unsatisfied in the world and like something was missing. What is your story? Where do you come from? And what are you doing at the moment to make an impact on the world, to really help someone? And this doesn't have to be some like, oh my God, I'm gonna help, you know, like cure cancer or anything as big as that. It could be as simple as I was a young mom, you know, I had a child when I was 16 and I understood what it's like to not have financial freedom and to depend on, you know, benefits. So now I want to make sure that, you know, other women never have to go through that again. So my mission is all about, you know, helping other women, empowering them with confidence or whatever that looks like. Or if you are an OBM who maybe was in a corporate job and you really hated what you were doing and then you realize how important it is to have, you know, systems set up and have structure and how much freedom, structure and discipline gives you. So you want to help other entrepreneurs who are feeling stressed in your business, in their business, to, you know, feel less stressed, etc., etc. That's what I'm talking about. It doesn't need to be something that is Oprah Winfrey level of depth and transformation, because that's where I see a lot of people stuck. But it has to be something that resonates with your ideal client, you know, something that resonates with you. Of course, it has to be genuine. You cannot make shit up. But these are the kind of exercises that actually I think are the game changer. And actually in Badass Sales Academy, this is the kind of stuff that I want to bring to you, because you would be surprised how much easier and how much more confidently you're going to be selling once you are clear on things like this, the kind of stuff that most people ignore. You know, if you're just going there thinking, oh, like what reel should I film next? No, I want you to go deeper and think, why am I doing this? Why am I here? What message am I spreading? Okay. And then obviously when it comes to your messaging, you need to get clear on like where you are going. What is the future looking like? You know, what can you really also help your ideal client achieve and so on? So you see how messaging can really set you apart, because there will be a million more people doing exactly what you're doing, offering the same services, probably the same prices. You know, some of them may be even lower. And what really sets you apart is your positioning. You know, if you position yourself as the go-to expert, as an authority and so on, your messaging and positioning is so, so, so key. And not enough people are spending time on this. And, you know, you might even be surprised to be hearing me talk about messaging when it comes to consistent sales. But as someone who has been making consistent sales for a very long time now in their business, I can tell you that I am not special per se. I'm good at what I do. I'm really, really fucking good. But I am not, you know, whatever. Like, I'm not this like boss babe from California or traveling the world and, you know, whatever kind of stuff that usually seems to work in our world. I am just someone who had conviction, who was on a mission to do something and no one was going to stop me. And people really resonated with that. People really resonated with the idea of, you know, being obvious and being super real. And I know that you have that inside you, whatever your thing is. I have certain clients who, for example, they want to be known for being very supportive and being very kind and being a friend to their clients. You know, I have other people who just, you know, have different things. Everyone has their own strengths and weaknesses. So I want you to focus on yours. Okay. So that is number four, the fourth pillar of making consistent income, which is messaging. And then the last one, and this one is not going to surprise you, but you need to have this. You need to have a clear sales strategy. So you need to have a clear sales plan, which is what are you going to be selling, to whom, when. And then you have a clear sales strategy, which is how do you take someone from never having heard of you to actually paying you a lot of money happily and wanting more from you. That is what your sales strategy is. And I wish I could give you like, you know, five examples right now, but it would take me literally an hour. And you know, I like to keep my episodes quite quite fast because I don't want to take too much of your time. But you need to know, how are you going to get people into your offers? You know, you need to be thinking about, where are you going to be marketing yourself? How are you going to warm up your audience for that offer? How are you going to get them to trust you that you are the authority? How are you going to showcase your authority when it comes to this specific offer that you want to be selling? These are all things that are part of your sales strategy. And also, these are all things that I'm going to be teaching you inside Badass Sales Academy. Remember, the waitlist is open as of today. I'm only keeping it open for probably 7-8 days. I haven't yet decided. I'm going with the flow of this one. So I don't know when you're listening to this, but I would say, generally speaking, there will be a link in the show notes and you can sign up the waitlist. Hopefully you're not listening to this months later and missed out, because this one, this first time, is going to be a no-brainer of an investment, especially for the waitlist people. I told you, you're getting £500 off. I've never ever given £500 off, and this is not a high-ticket offer. As in, like, it's not going to be like some of my other programs, which are more like 3, 4, 5K. It's going to be below that. So you need to make sure you get in there, because I know that it can be so overwhelming when you're thinking about sales, about where to start. And this is where I feel a lot of people are missing a bit of structure. Obviously, that kind of structure that allows you to still have fun, to still be yourself, to still be authentic. I'm not gonna be someone that's gonna give you 15 million spreadsheets to track your leads and spend 3 hours in the DMs and, you know, cold pitch to 5 people every day or any of that stuff, because I don't believe in it. That is not how I built my business. That is not how, you know, my clients have built their businesses. You know, how we have built our businesses is making sure that we have amazing offers, that we know how to talk about them in a way that really gets someone moving, and then making sure that we're being strategic into how to get them into those offers, how to upsell or downsell to them depending on the occasion, if it's, you know, the right thing for the client and so on. It doesn't have to be so complicated, but you do need some foundational elements, and that's the stuff that, again, I don't see anyone teaching. Everyone just teaches sales calls and objections, and of course I'm going to be teaching you all of that. And by the way, when it comes to objections, I'm actually going to do a whole episode, probably maybe 2 weeks from now. I'll reflect on that. But I'm going to do an episode just about objections, because people get it so, so freaking wrong. Objections are just unanswered questions. And there's such a simple way to prevent objections and to handle objections. And I know it's the kind of thing that stresses a lot of people. So anyway, inside Badass Sales Academy, I will teach you how to prevent them, how to handle them, how to close the sales, everything that you need to know. All you need to do right now is make the decision of going in, I was going to say downstairs, going downstairs in the show notes and signing up the waitlist, because this is actually going to be probably, I might launch this maybe one more time throughout 2022, but as you probably know by now, I'm giving birth at the end of April, and I'm not going to put pressure on myself. And also, I can tell you now that I don't promise that it's going to be as much of me the next time I launch it, but this time you're getting a lot of me, you're getting my knowledge, you're getting my feedback, you're getting, you know, customized supports from me, you're getting a lot, but you'll hear all about that once you sign up the waitlist. But basically, my friends, those are the 5 things that you need. The 5 pillars to making consistent income. To recap, we have an irresistible offer, aka selling something that people want. Number 2, having a clear sales plan, so knowing when you're going to be selling, what you're going to be selling, and to whom. Number 3, having an unwavering energy where you don't give up as soon as something doesn't go the way you want it to. Then we have your messaging to make sure that, you know, you're being clear on what you're selling, that you stand out, that people know that they need to buy from you. And lastly, you need a clear sales strategy that gets people in the door, so you know what happens between them finding you and then actually buying from you, because that's where all the magic happens. So yeah, this one is a longer one than usual, but I feel like I had a lot to say. I probably could have spent another hour on this. And remember, if you enjoyed this, leave me a review. I never ask for that. I always forget, but leave me a review, tag me on Instagram, you know, send me a DM. I'm always around. Thank you so much for listening. I hope to see you in the waitlist. And if you ever have any questions or want to chat to me, I'm always on Instagram, or just shoot me an email. I hope you have a lovely rest of your day and week, wherever you are in the world, and thank you for tuning in. Thanks so much for tuning in to Becoming the 1%. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review on iTunes or take a screenshot and tag me on Instagram stories. I want to reshare you and personally thank you for tuning in. And remember, running a sustainable, highly profitable dream business and living life on your own terms is no longer just a dream. So go out there and make it happen. I believe in you. I'll see you next week.